Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And as a tangent, I just would add, I would ask people to expand their imagination beyond firearms, especially with additive manufacturing specifically. Los Alamos National Laboratory has used a machine to produce high explosives using additive manufacturing. Raytheon has 3D printed, has said it can 3D print roughly 80% of a missile using some of these techniques. Now, obviously, these are outliers, but things are going to get super weird super fast.
I agree.
I think. And I think that you're absolutely right nailing that. One of the big issues that's around all this stuff that we don't really talk about is the limits of arms control in the traditional sense when we look at these new technologies. About to be in a world where all of that stuff just does, like all these old methods just don't work anymore, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think fundamentally, and one of the reasons I chose this topic, which was, I think, at least speaking for myself personally, was a very difficult topic to try to provide a good treatment of that people from all different angles would be able to appreciate something from the book. But it wasn't just because I am personally a gun nerd myself that I was into it. It was that I think this issue was one of the earliest and most obvious security relevant canaries in the coal mine on the security implications of the fourth industrial revolution and the open source revolution. You can use open source tools increasingly. You have organizations like Raytheon, you have defense contractors, aviation manufacturers, and things like that, who have this at the very cutting edge, right? Which requires capital and skills intensive deployments of these technologies at that cutting edge. But they gain so much in terms of material science and customizability that to them, this really represents a move forward that's worth that investment. But for every one of those mainstream, very high intensity of applications or innovations that happen in the space, you have an open source version that's built on the cheap, that people are just putting their heads together, screwing around, seeing what they can do with consumer grade versions of the same tools and materials. And encryption algorithms themselves are open source and can still be developed and can be traded. And Al-Qaeda had its own version of encryption algorithms. I don't know how secure they were, and I'm not qualified to really speculate on that. But criminal organizations can come up with their own parallel illicit infrastructures for any number of areas of tech or manufacturing or across the spectrum of human endeavor. So the people that are easiest to control through regulation are, statistically speaking, the people who least need to be controlled for public safety, right? So that legal regulatory scheme that is applied primarily to legal operations that are most accessible to regulators, you can implement all kinds of compliance things and more or less throttle that tech and maybe reduce the privacy or security of certain legal sectors. But at the same time, are you actually hitting the illicit activity? Let's say we want to shut down all possible sharing of digital firearm files, right? So that you just were scared of what people are going to do with digital firearms, even though there have been very few actual criminal cases involving this and many more cases involving traditional commercial products that get trafficked or there are breakdowns in background check system or things like that. Let's say we want to shut that down entirely. What's it going to take? You have to be able to bust secure storage devices on the border in travelers' pockets. Now you're getting very invasive. And that kind of technical capability, in addition to that kind of legal authority, is probably not consistent with a free and open society and would be seriously challenged across the board by a number of civil liberties groups.
Hello, Angry Planet listeners. What you've just heard is a teaser. It is a few minutes pulled out of our first premium episode where we talk with Mark Tallman, the author of Ghost Guns, and we get into just a bunch of crazy discussions about the birth of do-it-yourself weaponry, how 3D printers are changing the world, the possibility of 3D printed weapons of mass destructions, and I think more importantly, how all of this technology is changing the way we think about the Constitution and the Second Amendment, and the rise of the surveillance state and what we can and can't do about it. If you'd like to hear more, just go to angryplanet.substack.com. It's $9 a month. This is our first premium episode. There will be another one this September. Again, that's angryplanet.substack.com to subscribe to get instant access to this premium episode. We are going to be doing two of these a month. So again, there will be another premium episode this September. So twice a month, $9 gets you access to all the back catalog instantly. And you can go to angryplanet.substack.com to subscribe or Angry Planet Pod. We'll redirect you right there. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener, and we hope you will join us on this new journey.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.